with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The United States has captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and flown him out of the country. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After several months of escalating Trump administration pressure, the U.S. military carried out a stunning operation that removed a sitting leader from office. At a Mar-a-Lago news conference, President Trump said the U.S. is temporarily in control of Venezuela.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
Asked about a possible U.S. military presence in Venezuela, the president said he's not afraid of boots on the ground and said he would be tapping the country's oil reserves to sell large amounts to other countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At a news conference at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump says of the U.S. actions in Venezuela, we're in the oil business. And when it comes to other countries that want oil, like Russia and Iran, we're going to sell it to them.
We're going to have a presence in Venezuela as it pertains to oil, because we have to have, we're sending our expertise in. So you may need something, not very much. But no, we're going to be taking out a tremendous amount of wealth out of the ground. And that wealth is going to the people of Venezuela and people from outside of Venezuela that used to be in Venezuela. And it goes also to the United States of America in the form of reimbursement for the damages caused us by that country.
Saturday's U.S. military operation in Venezuela also is affecting Caribbean travel. Swiss authorities say they have opened an investigation into the managers of the bar where a fire at a New Year's party left 40 people dead. A prosecutor said Saturday they are suspected of involuntary homicide, involuntary bodily harm, and causing a fire. This is SRN News. A new ranking of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the most wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump will receive the Israel Prize. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the honor will be awarded later this year, the first time it has ever gone to a foreign leader. In a posting on X, the Israeli government says this is a historic decision that expresses recognition of President Trump's extraordinary contribution and lasting impact on the Jewish people in Israel and around the world. This is SRN News. Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests, insisting that rioters must be put in their place. His comments may signal a more aggressive approach by authorities. President Trump has issued a warning on his platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue.
I think it is meant to signal to the demonstrators that they have the backing of the U.S. president, but it's also meant to deter a further violent crackdown from the Iranian security forces. All of that said, Donald Trump has in the past equivocated on the issue of U.S. backing for regime change in Iran. There are also pretty strong domestic political pressures against foreign entanglements and such an intervention. And so I think what Mr. Trump is doing here and has always wanted to do is try to really cajole or coerce the Iranians back to the table.
Eight protesters have died so far. More details at srnnews.com.